When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio, and we are right there. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and we are giving away $10,000 a day. This is day 9 of our KJM 10K a day giveaway. Every hour, 10 after the hour, we give you a winning word. You text that word to 777-000. Just like that, you're entered for your chance to win $2,500 so far. So let me see. We've given away three because last hour the word was respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Someone texted that to 777-000 and won $2,500. So we have given away now to 35 different people $2,500. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll be number 36. About to give away.
It's a lot of money.
The last 2,500. Everybody's sending me 90 G's.
Tweets online. What was the word? I missed the word. I'm telling you the words online, and we're telling you the word here each hour.
We're doing it through December 7th. End of the show December 7th. And we're on the air 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. Do the math.
Tell them to tune in. That's how they have to hear the word.
Yeah, tune in.
Now, tune into this, guys. Are the Jets really, Key, do you think, a quarterback away?
Yes.
As you said. For competing, not, hey, they can make a playoff run, for the Super Bowl. Are they a quarterback away from competing for the Super Bowl? Mike Greenberg, who it was his first time apparently on ESPN in the mornings today on this show, in case you're unfamiliar with him. Mike Greenberg from Get Up Nowadays was here on KJM earlier today and said this about his beloved New York Jets.
This is a team that could compete for the division, could compete for a deep playoff run next year.
Super Bowl.
Perhaps even a Super Bowl next year. I can't even bring myself to say the words. But yes, if Zach Wilson isn't going to be the guy, this requires an aggressive move. We're not talking about bringing in someone to compete with him. You're talking about moving on and going after, I'm just going to throw names out there. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, whoever the disgruntled quarterback who wants a new team is this coming offseason. I would not be in favor of drafting one again. We've done that a lot lately. It hasn't worked out so well. So go out and get like a veteran who just you step into like a tailor-made situation. The Jets are that.
So here are the veterans that might be available. First of all, start at the very top, Aaron Rodgers. Key, you've mentioned Derek Carr. Could Russell Wilson be a possibility?
No.
Tom Brady. I've mentioned Daniel Jones, who I don't think the Giants let him out the building, but he's not under contract for next year at the moment.
Jimmy G.
You know what's interesting, guys? Aaron Rodgers better than Jimmy G. If you had to predict who would win more, who would go farther in the playoffs with this Jets team, Aaron Rodgers or Jimmy G, what would you predict, Jay?
I think Aaron Rodgers is definitely
better,
more talented.
Yeah.
Way more talented.
Yeah.
But I just wonder how different the vibes would be with Jimmy G.
I think
in that locker room.
I think they
would be very different.
I think they'd be very likely to make real noise in the playoffs with Jimmy G, Key. And he really might be like the event to get Jimmy G is not going to cost you what it would cost you to get Aaron Rodgers. And who says you'd have more success with Rodgers? Remember, they played each other last year. Jimmy G got past Rodgers to get in the NFC Championship game.
He makes that game sound like it was a shootout.
At the end of the game, he played better than Rodgers. Money on the line, he played better than Rodgers.
Jimmy G scored 7 touchdowns as opposed to Aaron Rodgers.
You're never going to win this argument about
Jimmy
G.
I already won it.
Dude, stop, man.
Whose team advanced? He played better than Rodgers down the stretch of that game.
Is this Jimmy G versus Aaron Rodgers for the Jets? Is this what this is?
I'm asking.
Yes.
Hey, look, Daniel Jones is going to cost a boatload.
Right.
Right? Because if I know you want me, now, you know, my price is going to go up.
Sure.
So now you're $40 million a year. Daniel Jones, $40 million a year? Are you crazy? Yes, I am. Aaron Rodgers is going to cost you whatever that's going to cost you.
$50 million a year.
Yeah, $50 million a year.
Plus the stuff to get him.
Derek Carr is going to cost you $35 a year, $40 a year. That's still going to cost you. And you got to get something and give it up and all that. Jimmy G is going to cost you. So when you start looking at spending the money, those quarterbacks that you may go after are going to cost you a lot. Are you willing to invest that in those guys to get over the hump? Here's what I would say when you think about the Jets and their defense, for instance. We'll just talk about the defensive side of the ball. Carl Lawson, Solomon Thomas, Quinnen Williams, okay, C.J. Mosley, Sauce Gardner-Young, Whitehead, LaMarcus Joyner, Reed, and then some veterans that they're going to go pick up in free agency, trades, drafts, whatever you want to call it. Then on the offensive side of the ball, they're young. When you grab a veteran quarterback and you put him in that mix with those young players in a mix of a couple veterans, all of a sudden, the Jets are at the top of the heat in the AFC because that's just the way it works. Now, which quarterback can they go get realistically? Which one can they realistically go get?
Jimmy G.
Aaron Rodgers is going to be interesting, you know, because of his money, what the demand will be for him. And then when you look at Daniel Jones, you're going to spend a lot of money to go get him.
Yeah, but Jimmy G will be available most likely. It won't cost you an arm and a leg. I would go grab one of the offensive passing coordinator from San Francisco, something like that. Bring him in. Sal's very familiar with San Francisco. Already got LaFleur. Maybe
who
you bring
was
in
San
a little
Francisco
more.
With Jimmy G.
Yeah.
And they could talk to Kyle Shanahan about whatever else they need to know about Jimmy that they don't necessarily
That's
know,
true,
even
right.
though they probably got all the intel that they need on Jimmy.
It makes problem, all the sense makes, in the yeah. world, man.
The problem that I would have with Jimmy G is the weather changes in that comp or that division. His arm is not the strongest in the world.
Played in New England. I mean, Pennington had success in New York and didn't have a strong arm.
Played in New England for a short period of time. And I don't even know if the games he played in was bad.
But Key, Belichick wanted to keep him for the long haul, right?
That's what people say.
Yes, it is what people say. Really? Because it was widely reported that Brady had to do an end around Belichick and go to Kraft to get.
I know that that's true.
He drafted him in the second round, Key.
Yeah, but I don't know that he wanted to keep him over Brady. I don't know that.
So Jimmy G will be 30. I mean, he'll be turning 32 next season.
That's young.
It's very young, Key. And so
it's perfect because you're experienced but not old.
If the money kind of fits, like having that quarterback that's been around the block, that has played in multiple systems, that has just came from – you heard his explanation today about Kyle Shanahan's offense, about how he's feel like he's mastered it to a degree because of how it opens up.
It's the same, though, Jay. It's the same. He'll be going from – Kyle Shanahan's to LaFleur, which is the same.
Yeah, so
same
offense. What I'm saying
is, learning curve.
Wouldn't it make a world of a difference having somebody like that? Even when he came back off his
coming
back off them trying to start Trey Lance, did you see the way his teammates like welcomed him when he came back on the field?
So there's the locker room.
You just feel the locker room is just way different when you have.
I would feel a whole lot better about the Jets' possibility and chances next year with Jimmy Garoppolo,
1,000%.
So, Zach Wilson.
So think about the irony of this. You draft a guy like Zach Wilson, and before him, Sam Darnold, because you want an exciting, athletic quarterback. Same reason the Niners try to replace Jimmy G with Trey Lance. You want a Josh Allen, you know, whatever, Patrick Mahomes guy, Aaron Rodgers. Meantime, what do you actually need for this Jets team? Key, a guy who's going to drop back 24 times, complete 18 passes, go for 201 yards with two touchdowns, no interceptions. The irony is they're all looking for the next off-platform, razzle-dazzle, sizzle guy. What you need to take this Jets team over the top is Steady Eddie.
Razzle-dazzle, sizzles hadn't won Super Bowls, though, man.
Well,
okay,
Mahomes.
Mahomes is the only
he's
one.
Unique, he's one of one.
Rodgers got one.
He's one of one. 100 years ago.
It's true.
Like, come on. Let's be honest with each other. 100 years ago. So the league has changed on many fronts. This recipe for under 30 attempts, 100-plus yards rushing, and a solid defense, this is where the league is at right now.
Well, I also guess, too, Max, like, if they play exceptionally well this year, if you're San Fran, you can't let him go, right? If they win a Super Bowl, you're going to let Jimmy G just walk away?
They already
away?
Tried to give him the boot. They couldn't even find a team
but
to trade for
it.
Him.
If they won it, you can't let that man walk out that door.
If they won the Super Bowl.
Can't do it.
And John Lynch let him walk out the door, that would be a colossal mistake for the history of the San Francisco 49ers. But here's what I would say again. Super Bowl winning quarterbacks typically don't get replaced. The Baltimore Ravens did that to Trent Dilfer, and they regretted it because they went to Elvis Gerback and it was a disaster. Trying to get cute and fancy, you know. They usually don't let – I don't know any Super Bowl winning quarterback that walks out of the door.
But if he's a free agent – wait, is Garoppolo a free agent?
He's a free agent.
Free agent can go where he wants.
No, like I understand that, but you make a concerted effort to keep that guy.
For sure. The ring.
Like who – like think about it. I know the Pittsburgh Steelers let Neil O'Donnell go, but they lost. I don't know anybody that lets Super Bowl winning quarterbacks walk out the door.
See, everyone wants an offense, wants a guy like Patrick Mahomes. There's only one Mahomes. You want an offense like Cincinnati when they're healthy. Key, I don't think you're saying you can't win with that kind of offense, but correct me if I'm wrong, but there are very few teams who have three receivers like that and a quarterback and a running back like that.
Here's what I would say. That gets you to the playoffs. Right? It gets you the first round bye, Kansas City. It gets you all of those things. It does not get you the winning the Super Bowl. It gets you to the playoffs, but it doesn't get you to winning the Super Bowl. And what I mean by that is when you look at the course of the playoffs and getting into the Super Bowl, those numbers drastically change in the style of play from the regular season to the postseason. So if you can get a guy like a Jimmy G, for instance, that could get you to the playoffs, first round, second round, bye, and he can keep that same style throughout the playoffs, you have a high probability you're going to win a Super Bowl, opposed to trying to throw for 500 yards in the Super Bowl. Not going to work. Even when Patrick Mahomes won the Super Bowl, look at his stat line, okay? Even when Tom Brady won with the Bucks, look at his stat line. Highly efficient, and that was it.
So it is time, gentlemen. It is after 10 past the hour.
Cash flow.
It is time to give someone $2,500.
Dollar bills. KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
Dollar bills?
When you hear the following word, you text it to 777-000, 777-000. When you do that, you have entered for your chance to win $2,500. We have given away, in the last eight and change shows, $87,500. We're about to make it 90. You want this 25 hunch? Text. Here comes the winning word. Where's my drum roll? Dog. D-O-G. To 777-000. Dog to 777-000. And you might win 2,500. You might be the 36th person to whom we will give $2,500. We're going to do it every weekday from now until the end of the show, December 7th.
And I've just been told, text us pictures of your dog, the winning word, and a pic of your dog.
Hey, tweet your dog pic to @KeyJandMax.
Yep.
You do that too.
I got you. I'm already sending pictures in of Denzel Washington, my guy.
What?
The Cardinals fell to 4-7 on the season last night after their loss to the four-touchdown-throwing Jimmy Garoppolo. And that San Francisco defense.
You think Cliff Kingsbury has a dog?
He's more of a cat guy. He's like Max. He's a cat guy.
That house is too clean for a dog. It's
cat.
You got to have like a robotic dog in that house. From the all right. Cliff Kingsbury's now 28-30-1 with the Cardinals. We're gonna get to real or not real.
28-30-1. Wait a minute.
All right, real or not real, NFL coaches on the hot seat. Head coach is Shannon. Take it away.
All right, so naturally we got to start last night's game with Cliff Kingsbury. Real or not real, Key? Kingsbury on the hot seat.
Hot. Real.
Real.
Is real. You heard the record that Max just rattled off? What was it, Max? 28-30-1?
Yeah, he's under 500.
I mean, like, come on, man. Hey, you can't keep doing these sort of things. And I don't want to hear any excuses about Kyler Murray didn't play last night for them. Many quarterbacks didn't play in the National Football League this year, and their team still went out there and competed and won football games. But, yes, it's time for them to really take a hard look at Cliff Kingsbury, and I understand they gave him an extension. But, hey, man, you make enough money in the NFL as an owner, you could eat that.
Yeah, it's real. It should be real. We talk about this every single year with Cliff Kingsbury. And, you know, it's led into this year. Now, I get things have been difficult. D-Hop missed the first multiple games of the season. But it's still like this team feels like they're underachieving. They're not living up to the standards that were set the last couple of years. But the last couple of years, he's even folded down the stretch. Look at his record in the latter half of the season. It's not good.
I don't think it's real, guys. And the reason I don't think it's real is he's close enough to 500. And when Kyler, like he was signed before Kyler even. It seems to me like they come as a package. And when Kyler's hurt, they're not expected to win. And he's been hurt every season, right? Something tells me he's going to get another year before the seat really gets hot.
All right, the next quarterback, the next head coach here on the list here.
Real. Sorry.
Nathaniel Hackett, Key, real or not real, being on the hot seat.
Whew, man, it certainly feels like it's real. I would say it's real. It's just the last couple of weeks, is the wristband going to work? Is it not going to work? He won't listen to here. He does his own thing there. It's just like a lot of stuff is going on in Denver. And now, all of a sudden, you look up and they lost to the Raiders this past weekend. I can see where they would say one and done in Denver and say, you know what, we messed up. We made a mistake. Let's fix this with Russell Wilson and get a guy in here who can coach him.
It's so real. He was brought over because he was supposed to be an offensive mind, correct? I mean, he was supposed to be that guy to unpack Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. Well, guess what? He gave up play calling the other day. Your offensive-minded coach, who's working with Russell Wilson, splitting play-calling responsibilities, gave up play-calling. If that's not throwing your hands up in the air, I don't know what else is, Max.
It's real. He looks out of his depth. He may not be. This is for what I'm just talking about. From where I'm sitting, it looks a mess. I think that is realer than real deal Holyfield.
All right, we're playing real or not real, looking at NFL head coaches on the hot seat here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. The next coach up on the list, Key, Brandon Staley with the Chargers. How hot is that seat? Real or not real, is Staley on the hot seat?
Have you ever tried to clean out your pans when it's hot and you drop ice in it just to see it sizzle? Well, that's where his is at. His is, you drop ice on his seat, it's going to melt fast. Now, whether or not the Spanos family go ahead and pull the trigger, and if they miss the playoffs, I don't know, because guys have been in and out of the lineup. There's always excuses to why a coach is doing poorly in certain situations. But if it was me, I'd certainly have to take a look at what options are out there if we decide to move on from him at head coaching position, at our head coaching position. What other options?
I mean, they're 500 right now. It's not real to me. They're 500. You had injuries to Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, obviously to Joey Bosa. I'm not coming up with excuses. There have been some questions. No, I mean, that's what the reality is. Well, I mean, they're still in the hunt for this right now. It's not like the AFC West is a division like they're at the bottom. Like, they're still at the top along with Kansas City.
I think because of Sean Payton's presence, that it's real unless – if the Chargers make a Super Bowl run, which could happen, I'm just saying the team.
Why don't they just make the playoffs?
I know, 100%, Jay. They might. There's a good chance they miss the playoffs. On the other hand, they get healthy, they can get hot. This team is front to top to bottom, might be the best team in the NFL in terms of talent.
Yeah,
it's
they are certainly missing something.
Maybe the coach, right?
They are 500 right now, but this is all on the end of the year. Yeah, his seat is hot. But unless they miss the playoffs, if they make the playoffs, he's cool.
He's fine.
But if they miss the playoffs, I can see where, you know, like Sean Payton is within a few miles of the facility.
That's the whole thing. His presence out there makes it hotter.
He's hovering over Texas and California, Dallas and L.A., right?
Man, if I'm Sean Payton, I'm going right to the Chargers. But go ahead.
All right, real or not real, NFL coach's hot seat. Key, Josh McDaniels with the Raiders.
Not real. I don't see it being real. I think they won the game last week against the Denver Broncos. It kind of, you know, I don't know, cooled things off to a degree. You know, give it some time. The owner kind of came out, and Mark Davis kind of said, hey, we're going to wait and see. I'm not looking to do anything. He's our guy. So I think that vote of confidence kind of helped him at least through this year.
Yeah, not real. I thought it was more of a sign of everybody trying to buy in from a locker room perspective into Josh McDaniels and what they were trying to do offensively and defensively. If it's more of the Bill Belichick style that maybe players don't like getting acclimated and accustomed to that, like you can't just do that in one year.
Agreed. And by the way, I just want to mention really quickly, guys, because we said, hey, you can tweet us pictures of your dog, because the winning word of the hour is dog, to win the $2,500 this hour. We're giving away $2,500 every hour through December 7th on this show. KJM 10K a day giveaway. You don't have to. You don't have to tweet or anything or send us a picture of your dog to be entered to win the $2,500 this hour. Just text the word DOG to 777-000. Go ahead, Shannon. Sorry about that.
All right, the next head coach on Real or Not Real NFL coaches on the hot seat, Matt LaFleur with the Packers, Key.
Not real. Not real at all. Guys won 13 games, three straight seasons. This year he'll probably miss the playoffs for the first time, and they'll figure out in the offseason how to regroup, blow the thing up or not blow it up, and start all over again.
Yeah, not real. Matt LaFleur will be the head coach moving forward, even if Aaron Rodgers is not there.
Agreed.
All right, the last coach here on the list, real or not real, NFL head coaches on the hot seat. This is an interesting one here. Matt Eberflus with the Chicago Bears. Key? Real or not real?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Why would he be on the hot seat?
Not real. Why would he be on the hot seat?
Just got there.
Yeah, what is he doing that's wrong?
They were competing.
They're out there messing around with Jay Will and Max at the receiver position and me at punter. Like, come on.
No offensive line? No receivers?
Yeah he's really. Fine.
Yeah, he's there, right?
According to my good friend Ryan Poles, who I talk to all the time, who's really good friends with me, he never
Keith's
said once in. That he was on a hot seat.
He's plugged into Chicago, he and Ryan Poles, this.
He's
like
my
this.
Guy. We met right on the corner of Michigan Ave and Wisconsin.
He was me.
Jay's sitting there going,
speaking
I've never
of
crossed
Michigan,
that street before.
Speaking of that whole region... Does the loser of Michigan-Ohio State have a legitimate shot to make the college football playoff? Ohio State, great. And Heisman Trophy winner Eddie George joins us next.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The screen pass to Eddie George. You can't sleep on Eddie George. No, sir. The ISO. George. Touchdown, Ohio State.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Eddie George, Titans running back, Tennessee State head coach, joins us now. He's brought to you by Eckridge Smoked Sausage. Find them in the refrigerated meat aisle at your favorite grocery store to create one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckridge, you do you. Morning, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing? I love the intro.
Eddie. How you doing, coach?
How y'all doing today? You good?
Eddie, you ready for that Buckeye beatdown on Michigan coming up? You ready for this?
Yeah, I think I am. I'm going to drive up actually after after Thanksgiving, I'm taking my sons up to the game. I'm going to go check it out. Really excited about it. I mean, listen, this is what college football is all about. You know, the greatest rivalry in all of sports. It's bad blood between both schools. It's always something on the line. You know, national championship bids, Heisman trophies, Big Ten championships. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, both teams are undefeated right now. Coming in, going back to last year to when Michigan beat Ohio State. And it's going to be fireworks in the ball game. I'm really excited about it.
What makes this so different than the rest of the college football landscape, Eddie?
Keyshawn, you know, I don't know who you guys – you probably see UCLA for you in terms of that bitter rival, cross-town rivals, but y'all own them. But this game is more than just a game. It's an absolute war. It's a battle. And it harkens back to when both schools were established and their bordering states, Woody and Bo, Earl Bruce and Bo. It just goes on and on in terms of the lineage and the players, the stakes that are there. You had some kids go from Ohio to Michigan and vice versa. So it's a bitter rival. And I know for me personally, when we were playing during my time at Ohio State in 92 and in 95, my senior year, we went in there, you know, with the ability to play for the Rose Bowl. That's when going to the Rose Bowl meant something. You know, that was a goal for you to go to the Rose Bowl and win a championship and so forth. So it was ruined. You know, I played going up into Michigan. They beat us 28-0 my sophomore year. And then my senior year, we had the opportunity to play USC in the Rose Bowl. All we had to do was beat Michigan, who was underachieving that year, lost to Purdue the week before, and they put it on us. Tembi Akpotiuka ran wild on us. So it's a different game when you come out that tunnel on both sides. You know, when you're up in Ann Arbor, you're coming out right as Michigan's coming out. Both locker rooms are right across from each other, less than 6 feet apart. So you know something's going to pop off. And if nothing pops off before that game, you're disappointed. You know, something is going to happen between the two teams. And if you die that day, it's okay, because that's what it's going to take. That's the energy that you have to put forward to try to get a victory. And it's just nasty. So I love it. I know Jay's played against North Carolina. It's probably that same type of energy, that same type of feel. And that's what makes college football. I don't think you can experience that in the NFL. You have individual battles, but nothing like this.
Yeah, no, I remember that 95 year that you guys lost to Michigan, and in honor of you, you were still at the game because I wore the Buckeye stickers on the back of my helmet for you and Sean and Orlando and Terry Glenn and everybody. So, you know, hey, man, I can't wait to watch the game on Sunday.
Yeah, it should be a good one.
I mean,
should
Saturday, be a good one. Yeah, should be a good one.
Eddie, tell me about the transition into coaching for you and obviously what you've been able to do at Tennessee State as the head coach there. How's that process been like for you?
Oh, wow. It's been every day is a learning experience. I have to wear different hats. You're more or less a fireman because you're putting out a lot of different fires, especially at an HBCU. There's different challenges. There aren't abundant resources for the kids. You have to be creative in terms of getting them the best stuff in terms of nutrition, cost of attendance, having them think for a higher purpose. So a lot of my time has been away from the X's and O's. It's been more about mentorship, about disciplining these kids, about establishing a culture, getting kids to buy in. This year was really about teaching kids of ownership. You know, before you win a championship, you have to have ownership and buy into a culture. And you have to have leadership. And a lot of these kids don't know what it is to lead. And they think just by talking about it and just yelling and just saying, let's go and lock in is leading. No, you have to go out and be consistent every day towards your craft. And that's in the classroom and outside the classroom. And you can't compartmentalize that behavior. Who you are in the world and who you're going to be on the football field. And it's really teaching them about life. And that's the one thing that I've learned this year is that, you know, you talk about scheme and personnel, but it's really teaching these young men to be men and have responsibility. And that's been probably the most surprising thing of it all. And I'm learning every day about myself as a coach. Like, okay, you know, some things I can't teach this kid how to run inside zone. I've got to teach him that you got to go to class first. First of all, you got to have on the right socks. You know, we wear white socks only out here. You know what I'm saying? Not blue, not black, not polo, not Balenciaga. You know, no, we wear required gear first and then start from that point. You know what I mean? So it's been a wonderful experience for me because it's changed me. It's changed my perspective. I think it's really has made me a better father and a husband as well. So it's been the last few years has been an interesting one.
Eddie George, Tennessee State head coach and Heisman Trophy winner 1995, former Ohio State Buckeye, Tennessee Titan, joining us this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. As you look if you look in college football and you look at Deion Sanders and what he's been able to do, all of a sudden his name is all over the landscape to become a Power 5 head coach, which rightfully so, he should potentially get that job and be a head coach if so desired. How big of a blow to the HBCU system would it be if Prime was to take a Power 5 job?
You know, Key, I don't think it'll be a tremendous blow. It'll take a hit, but I think he's done a lot in terms of bringing light to a lot of the HBCUs. He's made it cool and hip to go to an HBCU. Every time you turn on Twitter or in the news, it's some celebrity at the game. They're winning. They're doing. He's changed the culture in terms of the mindset at that university, and it's become a household name. You know, it's synonymous now. You know, we talk Jackson State. You know, it's off the tip of the tongue. You know where it is. You know the location. You know who Coach Prime is. So it may take a hit in that regard moving forward. But I think there's enough quality head coaches in the SWAC at other HBCUs where it could continue. And my hope is that it's not going to be a blip on the radar. I'm hoping that it brings sustainability and it brings light to, hey, you know, some of these HBCUs have been mistreated over the last 50 years. You know, I could speak from Tennessee State's perspective that, you know, we're expecting to get $500 million that was owed to the university going back to the 50s. And that's the land grant money. And that goes toward infrastructure, toward scholarships, toward building new buildings and facilities and so forth. So student athletes and students can have a quality of life there. So in terms of the bigger picture, in terms of social media, yeah, it may take a hit. But my hope is that it begins to open up the conversation that these schools can be sustainable and it can continue to grow. And student athletes can look at HBCUs as another option to go to school and get a quality education, a quality lifestyle.
Tennessee State head coach, Eddie George. Before we let you go, Eddie, we have less than a minute left, but obviously as a former Titans running back and like a real, you know, punishing, big, strong, punishing back, look at Derrick Henry now, right? And we talk about MVP is basically a quarterback award. And Derrick Henry's in a league with – I mean, you are actually a better pass catcher than people realize, I think. But he's playing in a league where other running backs like Saquon and Christian McCaffrey are also catching passes at a really good clip, right? Do you think any of those guys, particularly Derrick Henry, should be in the conversation for MVP?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think Derrick should have won it 2 years ago when he rushed for 2,000 yards. And I think they were number one seed in the NFL. But a lot of it now is like you talk about, it's quarterback centric. It's about which quarterback is hot on the hottest team. But the Titans are built differently, and everything runs through Derrick Henry. you know, he's not putting up the big numbers like he was a couple of years ago in terms of 200-yard rushing yards and so forth because he didn't have the help on the outside receiver. But Mike Vrabel has done a phenomenal job of putting together his formula for winning. That's great defense, exceptional special teams, and a run game that you have to deal with. And, you know, the fact that Derek can do both, he can hit the home run, but also he can wear you down, the defense down, that's what you want to do. And you've got to put a lot of stake in that to say, hey, they're successful and they're winning games that they probably shouldn't be winning because of Derrick Henry. And you've got to take into account that he is the heart and soul of this football team. So I would most definitely say that he's in deserving of MVP talks because he is doing something that most people around the country thought they wouldn't do. I mean, you think of Tennessee, you think of country music, you know, you think of maybe the old Titans, or there's not a household brand that people are talking about. But now, you know, since they've been able to win, people are now saying, okay, why are they winning? And Derrick Henry is a big reason behind that.
That is Eddie George, ladies and gentlemen, former Titans, great running back, of course, and presently the Tennessee State head coach. Thank you, Eddie.
All right, Eddie.
Hey, not a problem, guys.
Good luck, hey, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving, fellas.
Happy Thanksgiving, right. Coach.
To everybody.
The Rivalry Week preview. This one is brought to you by Boost Mobile. Switch to Boost Mobile for the power to save on one of America's largest 5G networks. For some reason, you guys are tweeting dog pictures at us. We're going to get to the bottom of this next.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. For some reason, you guys are tweeting dog pictures at us. The word this hour, winning word, you text it to 777-000, is dog, D-O-G. We're giving away $2,500 every hour through the end of the show, December 7th, here on KJM. 10K a day giveaway, 10,000 a day. That's $2,500 an hour. We're on 5 days a week, 4 hours a day. We've given away, we're about to give away our $90,000. Yep, we're up to 87.5. Next person to win, we're going to be up to 90 G's.
That's a lot of money, man.
It's a lot of money.
A lot more money left to give.
That's right.
Until December 7th.
You know, I hear all these heartwarming stories and everything. This is what I'm going to use the money for. I have a loan I have to pay off and this and that. And I want someone to come on and say, I'm getting myself a giant screen TV. What is that? When's someone going to purchase themselves a luxury gig with this money, Key?
Well, I mean, you know, people do what they need to do with it, whether it's luxury goods or paying off debt and loans and taking care of business with their family for Christmas. It's all, you know, it's all things that people need. So we are willing to help. Let's put it that way.
A total of $200,000.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
A lot of money.
So we still have $110,000 left to give away.
Who wants some of this cake?
What? $110,000?
I like
over
it
the next 2.5 weeks?
I like it better the way we're doing it, too. Like, instead of 10 G's a day, one person, four different people get $2,500. Every hour you have a chance to win $2,500. Look at that. Cash money. It's the best kind.
Man, shout out to Patrick yesterday from South Carolina. He's a Cowboys fan. He won $2,500. My boy Cornelius, he won $2,500 yesterday as well. He got it on the word clutch. See, he's a Denver Broncos fan out in Colorado, from Jersey originally, Newark, New Jersey.
I think most people are basically living paycheck to paycheck. Like, in other words, you got a little cushion maybe sometimes if you got a 401k, all this kind of stuff. But you know, like, so many times in your life you're thinking, man, if I could have that little push right now, life would be so much. A little $2,500 cash infusion, you know what I mean? Make your entire life easier.
Well, it's like Patrick worked in a factory. I mean, every single day, getting up really early in the morning, staying late at night. Like, he needs this type of money, right? It's a game changer for him and his family. So it makes a world of a difference. Like, being on the horn, you've been on Zooms, Key's been on Zooms with people, you're talking to them. It makes a world of a difference where you can feel how much that money is needed.
Do we have any of these? Like, people are tweeting pictures and texting pictures of their dogs to us. I have a producer I've worked with who texted a picture of a dog to me. Oh, here it is. Brett Drake.
Griffin.
180
bucks. 180 pounds.
I wish. By the way, I wish that was heavier
than
me
than
right
Max.
Now. I wish. I wish that were true.
He's bigger than Max. Oh, this is
Rosebud,
cute.
Stormy, Lexi, and Dante. We're looking at dog pictures. If you don't have us on ESPNU right now, a bunch of cute dog pictures. That's
Stormy just brings me to a different place.
Sparty. I lobbied for Izzo, but my daughters protested.
I like Sparty though. Sparty's a good one.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Saban lost an Iron Bowl bet with my pops, so he got to pick his name despite me being for damn Eagle.
Saban's a good name, though. Strong name. Oh, this guy's knocked out. I love it. Look how cute he is.
That's James Steele's dog.
Hey, there's Mabel.
That's Mabel.
Mabel. She's a good girl.
Maybelline.
James, I never see Mabel in any of our Zooms.
She's always laying behind me. Like, she's a... You know, go behind you on the couch.
I didn't know you had a dog.
Yeah.
I know that's a good-looking dog.
Her name's Maybelline because she has the
is
black.
Is that a pit?
Yeah, ish.
She's a pit mixed with some stuff.
She has a black around her eyes, so it looks like she has makeup on. Maybelline.
She's adorable.
Exotic dog. Man, just say exotic dog.
She's a mutt. I love her, though.
No, it's exotic dog.
I know you sleep with the dogs in the bed and everything. Oh, it's just barbaric.
Max, don't get me started on that. I'm on live television and radio. If I told you how that wind up, you would understand. Foot of the bed.
She's good enough.
This is her dog. Grace's dog.
Yep. Gracie. All right.
Our graphics producer. Yep.
Was that a poodle?
Yeah, it looks like
mixed in with something.
Nice sun in the backdrop, little sun coming through the clouds.
Yeah, people got a lot of cute dogs.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Go Blue, Jim Collins.
Go Blue.
Now, there's a name for that dog. I recognize that dog because it's like the new dog that everybody wants.
That's not a multi-poo, is it?
No, it's a golden doodle. No, is that?
It's not a golden doodle.
No, it's not a golden doodle. But I know it's one of these dogs my daughters want. They ask me for all the time.
So get it.
I'm not getting it. You know, I live in Manhattan. You know what that's going to be? It's going to be me, who don't want a dog, walking it 2-3 times a day. Me.
You're a cat person. I am not in the poop collection business.
I'm not going into that business.
Where do you keep your litter box?
I don't have any animals that are going to tear up the furniture and leave hair everywhere. It's out.
Come on, man.
That is out.
You'd rather tear up the furniture and leave hair everywhere?
I leave enough hair everywhere. That's a good point, King. We don't need two animals leaving hair everywhere.
I didn't call you an animal, but, you know.
I happen to be hirsute. I come from hirsute people.
Oh, there's my guy, Denzel Washington.
There's your dog.
There's Denzel.
Yeah.
Jay's dog, Denzel.
Look at those hardwood floors.
Look at those eyes.
Kind of
don't look
that,
into
Jay?
His eyes. That's how Denzel gets
floors,
you every single
Jay.
Time.
There is Teddy.
Dog Teddy. Key, where are your little dogs at?
That's my dog right there.
They're in
there.
The bed.
Is that dog on a private plane?
He has a dog on a private plane.
What do you mean?
That's the dog. Key got a plane just for his dog. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Greeny coming up back tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.